Hi, good evening, everybody. This is Elizabeth here. I'm your co-host for the evening. And tonight we are on Station 1 at bbsradio.com. We would like to have callers tonight, and especially callers if you were able to attend the Los Angeles New York City Expo and you have an experience you'd like to share with us about, you know, being in the light infusion chamber or hearing one of Ron's lectures, that would be great. The call-in numbers tonight, toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, are 888-627-6008. And if you can't get through on that, maybe jump down to line 3. We'll try that. It's area code 530-413-4522. Today is October 22nd, 2012. Thank you, Larry, for typing that in. And Ron just wrapped up some amazing work in New York at the New Life Expo, and he's traveling right now, but he is out there and will be answering your questions tonight on the fast chat. So also, if you have any questions, you know, please feel free to call in. I don't see on the fast chat any questions yet, Ron, but I did have a few from CLS questions that I could go ahead and read to you, if that's okay.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Sure.
Okay, great. So the first person is writing in, and they say, last night I went outside and saw a strange light in the woods above the tree line. It hovered there for about 2 or 3 hours and then disappeared. Didn't appear to be a flashlight or a spotlight, but I'm not completely sure it was a ship. Do you have any ideas on what it could have been?
Okay. If it was stationary and flashing lights, then very likely it would be some type of ship, I would guess, or something that's put up there by some company or organization, will say, that blinks different colors.
Hmm.
Somehow, remember, the darkness energies, if you just saw a single light up in the sky, that wouldn't really catch your eye, and you wouldn't have any emotional energy on it. So very possibly by having blinking colors, you know, maybe red and green, or maybe, possibly have blue with that also, or maybe even other colors, that's going to catch you emotionally because you're looking at something and you go, wow, it's changing. So more than likely, either it's an alien or possibly, some type of intelligence that could be from this planet possibly up there doing that process. If it's happened to go away, then you know for sure that very possibly it was. It could be either one of those. For myself, looking at it as you're talking, it does feel like it might be, it almost feels like it was made on this planet. Let's put it that way. That's kind of what I'm picking up. Maybe they're doing a test. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much, Ron. And I believe we have a caller. I think I just heard a beep. So, caller, if you are out there, do you want to go ahead and state your name and your question or comment for Ron? Go ahead, please.
Yes. Hello, Ron and Elizabeth. This is Arjan from the Netherlands.
Yeah, hi.
Hello. I have the last days. I have felt the loss of time, and secondly, I felt the loss of space. It was also very I cannot define the space where I'm living in. So normally you feel control of the space.
Okay, it sounds like you're not recognizing the GPS location of the energy around you. So maybe, and or the hologram, the holographic display that's being created for you could be on a different timeline, and maybe somehow you got switched to a particular timeline that resonates to one thing, but the other timeline resonates to something else. It's like a copy and paste, but it wasn't integrated. That's kind of what it's being, you know, what I'm kind of sensing on it. So you're physical looking, and this doesn't feel right because you're in a different movie set. So you're in, you know, that's what I would say. And lots of time, that would be, let's see here. It does feel like that. It feels like you've probably lost maybe half an hour of time or something. How much time have you lost?
I don't know.
Okay, so so that kind of goes along with the first one then. So what it feels like is that since your surroundings keep track of time, and you're just a visitor from a different timeline, you won't have anything to relate to because of that. So that's what I'm kind of picking up. So it's kind of like, in a different place, you know, and having to figure out what's there. But what's there, the time is a different time clock. Doesn't relate to you.
Okay, so I have to do a timeline press for the GPS locations?
That or just maybe even the Be Here Now clearing might help out.
Okay, and also the set sequence time body.
Yeah, the set sequence one puts you into the present moment throughout your whole lifetime, so that may not be needed because it's only probably more recent. But it could be true, you know, that something could have happened earlier in your life, you know, maybe, you know, 20, 30 years ago or something, and they're running that same energy now. So for that reason, that clearing would help. The set sequence timing one, but I'm just not 100% sure that one is needed, but that's very interesting that you brought it up. That's what it's for, is to get you in alignment with everything in time so that you don't feel so spaced out throughout your life. And another way of stating this here is some people just can't find their niche or anything, you know, they just keep wanting to do something and they fail at what they're doing, or connections aren't being made. So that set sequence timing one is designed to put you into the current reality at the particular age I believe that you are. So you go through your whole lifetime, and that puts you on the proper timeline. So that one could possibly help, you know, because if they are pasting and copying events from a different timeline onto the one that you have now, very possibly that could be what the problem is. That's very interesting. And this is kind of common for a lot of people, this feeling like they're unconnected, because the surroundings are what you connect to, the emotional energy. And if it's at a whole different frequency that doesn't relate to you emotionally, then you may feel like you're on a different planet.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. A different movie set.
What's the current issue what I have?
Sorry, Arjun, we didn't quite catch that. Was that a question?
Yeah, there was a question. Other issues what I have right now?
Oh, other issues. Okay, let me look here.
Other issues.
Yeah.
Okay, other issues. I'm looking here. Feels like spirit integration is kind of what I'm getting. You might be just slightly a little bit off in your body to the right. Not a whole lot. May not even be that noticeable, but that's what I tuned into. So for everybody, including Arjun, what we'll do is take you out of your body momentarily and put you in properly. So for Arjun, it looks like he's probably about maybe, not a whole lot, maybe 15 degrees to the right, a little bit off, okay? So spirit's facing to the right about 15 degrees from being on center. But here we go, taking everybody out. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and coming back in, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, there. So that should help everybody listening here. If you do feel a surge of energy, tingles, hot flashes, or anything like that, it's because you are not in your body right. And you only go off because of crash landings, typically. when your spirit, you know, is out in the beyond and comes back, because the body is, you know, maybe wakening, or, you know, it puts out a cry for help because the spirit's not with it. So, thank you, Arjun, for calling.
Yes.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Arjun.
Okay. So, who's next?
So, Ron, what's next? Good question. One of the things that I thought of while Arjun was speaking, and maybe this would be helpful for our new listeners, is when I was at the Expo New York this past Saturday, and I went to the decloning workshop and lecture that you gave, it seems like there's a really distinct relationship between clones and timelines. And everybody in the lecture was kind of questioning, you know, how do I not get, you know, put on timelines, and how do I not get cloned? And you were kind of like, well, just don't have any thoughts. And everyone's kind of going, what? Like, how do I not have any thoughts? And I don't know, maybe you could do a little bit of explaining for some of our new listeners of how that kind of works and why it's important to get on the decloning calls that you have every week, and why it's important to sort of do timeline crashing and also to be heart-centered.
Okay, yeah. You keep doing the mind to heart drop. Remember, it's bad in your spirit to do so, to take your thoughts in your head and drop them down into your heart. Then what's happened is you're neutralizing the thoughts. May not be the right way to say it, because the thoughts can come up into your head, but you are basically having them neutralized. And they don't have any impact on you, or there's no consciousness of what those words and letters mean. So that's kind of what you can do. And eventually, as you stay in your heart, then you will not have those the monkey mind, that chatter, connect to you, because it's not really needed. So your reality, normally living here, since all of your ancestors chose duality and not heart energy, or could say peace, and they wanted to have an experience here of pain and trauma, and then to have the opposite of some joy come in, that's what the duality system is here, then they chose that, and they passed it on to you and your DNA. So that's all that you know. But by doing the mind to heart drop, you can get rid of the thoughts, and you can still function. You're not like your robot. And you know, like I tell people when I do the lectures, you know, if they happen to ask me or whatever, you know, I don't know what I talked about. Typically, you know, maybe 15 minutes, maybe after I said something. 5 minutes I might remember kind of for sure, but anything after five is kind of iffy. 15, possibly not. And then I have to go in and kind of go into mind energy and pull up some databases to see what I talked about. But I don't do that because there's no reason. Because if I held on to what I talked about, then automatically I'm using words, and words are created for judgment. And then that gets stored into my DNA, and I don't need to have that brought forward. So if it does come about, and I'm talking, and it is stored. It's going into inactive DNA, basically. And or maybe I have another type of energy system on the light ship that is kind of holding what I'm saying, but yet they don't believe in mind energy either, which is darkness. So, you know, I really don't know how I recall the past, okay? But I do have to look for it. So I am looking for it. So that's, I guess that's one way to look at it. For you, people listening, you might remember getting on to BBS right now and, you know, typing in your name into the fast chat or just listening to the program on the telephone. And you know what you did because you can think back maybe the last 15 minutes or half an hour as you're preparing to come on to the program here. You know exactly what you did. You know, it's maybe like a little routine that you do. And so that's all mind energy. And for myself, I don't have that. I just come on and I'm sharing what I understand, coming as I bilocate instantly into light and coming back down again, that I have to come into darkness to get words to talk to you. So remember, when you're in peace, there's no words. It's very interesting to watch the people, and it's actually exciting for me, because when I do the mind to heart drop, I look at the people, and they have this, you know, their face, you know, you can see, like, all the questions leave them. And they're looking, and the room becomes very, very still. And the mind chatter that you're maybe psychically tuned into is no longer there. And then they're at peace. And they may not even know what peace is until they experience it the first time. And that's what they say, you know, basically, you don't know what you don't know. And then what you don't know could kill you. So, and it will. That's why people die here. You don't know about getting rid of the blockages that you have, and that's the energetic invisible bodies that we clean. You know, it takes, 10 minutes to 15 minutes typically to do on the computer. And you do that, and it's done. Remember, the light works very quickly. Pulls up the database of you that created you. Sees you basically with light. The body gets restructured with light. And then it sees the gunk. And depending on what body is cleaning out, we just clean it out, and it's done. Doesn't need to know what it is. It doesn't say, oh, well, this person likes having strawberry jelly on their toes, and that should be held on to because they like that. You know, no, all this stuff gets taken away, and all of a sudden you're at peace. You can still get the strawberry jelly on your toes later because you have that kind of remembrance of it, but there's not the time that you maybe, you know, put the jelly onto your toes and there was a fly in the jelly and you saw it get smeared onto your toes. So now whenever you put the jelly onto your toes, you look for a fly. No, it doesn't do, you know, that's gone. Now it's just like a new experience each time. You can have fun putting the jelly on your toes because the traumas and dramas aren't there any longer. So that's just so nice to see people, the newbies, to experience peace. That's what this show's all about, is to give you peace. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow. Thank you very much, Ron. That really helps a lot of people, I think, understand what the show is about. And, oh, we do have a caller. I thought I heard a beep. So, caller, do you want to go ahead and state your name and your question for Ron?
Is that me?
Yes. Hello.
My name is Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi. Yes, I was at the Los Angeles Expo and had a wonderful experience in the light chamber. When I arrived at the expo, I had a pain in my leg that I'd had for about 6 weeks. It just would not go away. And after being in the light chamber and being at some of the lectures Ron did, I did not experience that pain since. It just vanished. So I thank you for that, and I have two questions. My first question is, my husband, George, should I say his name?
George is good.
Okay. My husband, George, is having an issue with shortness of breath, trouble breathing. Can you offer any suggestions that would ease that for him?
Boy, right off the bat, I'm saying something with the lungs, you know, maybe like be like a no-brainer, right? You know, you got a breathing problem, it's the lungs. But no, what I'm saying is, some type of, like, fluid in the lungs. That's what I'm picking up. So that
fluid
could go...
Fluid in the lungs.
Fluid, yes. Fluid in the lungs is what I'm picking up.
Oh, fluid in the lungs.
Yeah, so what I'm kind of picking up, it could even be energetic fluid. I would probably do... the body jumpstart does a lot of things.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of that right now.
Okay, then I would concentrate on the lungs then. And Also, I think in the Bonnie Jumpstart we have the alien attack page on it. I think. I'm not sure. Maybe that's on the new one that we have, but might be some alien critters there that are also energetic that's causing problems. So I would first do the Bonnie Jumpstart and just work with fluid in the lungs and, you know, type that in for the condition. That's kind of what I'm picking up. I don't know if you could possibly contact maybe a nurse or somebody and say, gee, you know, could I, you know, how do you determine that? You know, do you put a stethoscope over their lungs and hear like gurgling sound or something, you know? Could I use my ear, you know, or a cup and put my ear to the cup or something like that, you know, which would not be very high tech, but it may work. And just see if that feels correct to you, then have you maybe check somebody else. That's what it feels like to me. As I look at the lungs, I would say, let's just say the lung is, just I'm trying to get even measurements here. I'd say the bottom 10% of the lung has fluid in it. So if it was hypothetically 10 inches high, the bottom 1 inch might have some fluid. Not that it's completely solid with fluid, but that's kind of what I'm picking up. And maybe it might be causing some type of mist, in a sense, to prevent the breathing, you know, kind of like a fog energy inside of the lung. So that's what I'm kind of seeing here. And just see what that does.
Okay, great. I had one other question.
Yes.
With the Ascension 2012 barcode, is that to be done just by people who are tuned in to the New Age December 2012 Ascension, or is that to be, are you to remove that for all people?
If you have friends and you want to type their name in, I'm sure that could be done. Really, everybody should have that done on the planet, because they may have heard about it. But mainly, it would be like the New Age people, will say, who have heard about that date. And, you know, I don't know how mainstream that date is in the media. Maybe, you know, might be talked about more maybe a couple weeks or so before that date in December, where the news people may be bored of, you know, telling people about how maybe somebody got stabbed or this awful car wreck or something, and they want to switch it over to something else. Now they're talking about that. But once people hear about it, then the mind becomes very curious, and they may start to get literature and read about it and stuff, and that's what's going to hook them up. So, you know, is a typical a straight-laced business person going to understand what this is? Possibly not. But if they hear about it, and maybe they tune into news every day on the TV or radio, and it gets talked about, then very possibly they're going to get hooked up also. Whether they even know it or not, they may just hear it one time. But that one time is going to set off the implants in their DNA, and that could start that barcode in effect and rolling. So that's why I would probably answer that question.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. So I can talk about the expo. I don't know if this is with both expos or not. I really don't want to sound very negative here, but for me it's kind of, I don't know what the word would be, awful or disconcerting or... another word to be stupid, but here we go. I see all these practitioners doing massage work on people, maybe on their feet, their back, their head, their neck, you know, whatever they're doing. And I haven't seen one person yet at the expos. This is probably going to appall people who maybe do massage work. But none of these people ever wash their hands. So if you're a listener, you know about the energetic life forms that are alien that can hop into bodies from one body to the next. But I'm not necessarily talking about that. And I'm not talking about the emotional stuff that can be transferred from one person to the other. I'm just talking about health issues. I mean, what if a person has bed bugs or something, or some kind of head lice, or something with their body? Remember, these expo, especially in New York here, so I'm not trying to give the New York Expo a bad name or down all the... Well, in fact, I am. I am downing the practitioners who are doing this. They should be basically getting in judgment here, ashamed of themselves for doing body work without washing their hands. Because in New York, there are many, many cultures here, and each culture might have a particular type of bacteria on them, we'll say, that another culture may not have. And these people are running these people through like cattle sometimes. So for me, it's very appalling. And I look at these practitioners, and none of them wash their hands afterwards. So I'm sure that all of you out there are probably thinking the same thing. Wow, isn't that what you're first taught when you become a practitioner doing body work, that it's, that there is cleanliness, you know? You know, it just doesn't make any sense to me, you know. But it goes much deeper than that, you know, how things transfer from one person to another, and that practitioner, you know, can be taking on energetic life forms into their body and have thousands of them. And then they're just, you know, being the maybe the feeding station or whatever, or a way to distribute that particular life form to somebody else each time they touch them. So anyway, I'll just kind of end this. But and if you do go to an expo or you go to somebody doing body work at some type of event or something, you know, I would run... and don't walk, because these people should not even be practicing what they're doing on people. I find it appalling. So anyway, so back to you, Elizabeth. Do you see that yourself there?
I do, and you know, I tend to not partake in any of the free healings that they're offering. It's just I'm pretty picky about that kind of thing, but I kind of always have been, even before I knew about, you know, the shrink wrap and how important it is to keep your energy around you. And but yeah, you know, it's weird. It seems like massage and healing work became kind of trendy, and then it was sort of, you know, you went to school for massage and you got your certificate, and then you were out practicing. Same thing with yoga and all these different modalities of, you know, healing. It seems like very easy to get certified, and I don't know if that's, I know there's some practitioners that, you know, have gone to school for years and have been practicing for years, but, you know, I would even recommend to those people, like, if they are a healer, they're, you know, doing massage therapy, then doing the work with the light shift would be so important to maintaining their own health as a practitioner, and not only the health of the people that they're working on. So yeah, that's really important. And I know I just heard a beep, so I think we have another caller. I just wanted to thank Sylvia for her call and just mention really quickly, in the body system rejuvenation, which is part of the body jumpstart package, there is a special drop down in a custom request box that you can select what you would like specifically to be renewed or cleared. So if there's a special body condition, like, for example, your husband's lungs, you could put that in there, and, you know, that could be a custom request. So it also works with all of the other digestive, endocrine, immune, and skeletal systems. So if there's something specifically you want to focus on in the body jumpstart, body system rejuvenation, that would probably be the place to do it. So, caller, just wanted to go ahead and say that, but you're all clear, so go ahead and tell us your name and your question for Ron.
Oh, is Ron online tonight?
Yes, he is.
Ron, are you there?
Oh. Yes, I'm here. Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Did you guys get to meet the Palladium while you guys were in New York?
I believe he was, and I saw another alien there, too. Yes, uh-huh.
All right.
Yes,
anything? Any? Did it? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. The gentleman that I saw, which was, I can't tell his age, but all I can say, his father was also an alien in the body, so to speak. You know, they look basically normal, you know, just that the spirits are probably a little different. And, well, how do I say this here? They have a different speech pattern, okay? So they're kind of like if you were to hear a channel or channel information, their speech pattern is a little different than the normal conversation that you would have. And the person was, you know, just very nice. I did some energy work. In fact, on the other one that I worked on, they both had leg problems, oddly enough. This one had a leg problem on his left, his right leg. So I worked on that and had to tune into his frequency to do that. And how he got here, I don't look at stuff like that, but no, he's here and he's living. He's very, very peaceful, very, very gentle being. So his father was also very gentle. The other gentleman that I saw that was an alien person told me to if I could look at him because he was also a wonderful person, which he was, and. He had a problem with integrating his energy, spirit energy, into the body. Why they are here? These are about the only three people that I have seen that show up as true aliens walking around here at the expo. So I had to work with him to fix his body energy with his spirit so that it would be integrated. But they were actually both nice. The second one, I can't even tell you what race they were from. I don't have a clue. So he may have just come down to sightsee here. In fact, maybe the three of them came down to sightsee to see what's going on here.
Were they created from the light ship? As in, did they come? Are they from light, as in source energy, or are they from darkness?
Oh, okay, that's a good question. Let me look here. Well, they're still in duality, and they do have some light in them, yes. So they do have light. So they were created by light.
How do they get sabotaged by the darkness?
Well, a lot of times these energies come in here. And they can't leave either, so they're stuck here. They come in because they want to experience something else, a different reality, because they probably are able to remote view us very easily and check us out. And so they probably came in to want to live a life here. And that's kind of what I perceive, and it gets stuck here also. And it's hard to say, you know, at least they're very peaceful. I didn't see anything in them that wasn't. I can't say, if we use the word Palladians, they have battled the Palladians. I can't say that all the Palladians are wonderful like this person is, or these two people. The third one, I don't know what race it is. I don't have a clue. But, you know, that's probably all that I can say. So,
how do they protect themselves?
What's that again?
How do they protect themselves, like from the alien parasites, alien implants, alien attacks?
They probably still get them. You know, I never asked them about that. I wasn't concerned with that. The one gentleman said that he had liked me to do some energy work, I believe, on his ankle. He said his ankle was hurting or something, or you know, left you know, ankle or. A cap or something. I can't exactly remember, so I worked on it for him. It took about a half a minute.
So,
the other one took about the same. What's that?
I'm just curious. Is the light chip able to scan them real fast and see if they do have parasites or implants?
Oh, yeah.
Because if they don't have them, there should be a way for the light chip to replicate that same technology they used to protect themselves just for us. I mean, there should be no other... Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I didn't scan for that at all on them, and all I did was take their physical problem. Yeah, they both have. All three of them have implants in them. So as far as implants, they also have them like we do.
Who are the aliens on top of them? Who are the aliens above them controlling them?
I don't have any clue. I don't know. I wish I could meet the head guy. You know, maybe someday I will. So that would be the way to eliminate this whole mind matrix problem. So anyway, that's it. But I will say the second gentleman, I'm guessing he looks like he's maybe about 20, I'm thinking. I'm not sure. But he was very nice, and I had to actually take him to probably my ship, I think, the way I looked there. But I didn't have enough information down here to work with his alien race to actually integrate his body into his leg. So I had to bring him right up and do a scan on him to see and more information about his body blueprint and his spirit in order to integrate the two, because they weren't integrated. So then I did that, and it worked out fine. So that's what I did for them.
Do these kind of people, is it just temporary, or do they actually work and live here? Is that something you can tell? Like, do aliens actually have the ability to get jobs here? Or is it something?
A lot of people could actually have an alien in their body as a shapeshifter having a job. But these people just happen to be, in a physical-looking body. And I don't know how they were conceived or anything else, just that I'm just seeing them at their current age. And they could have got dropped in here also. You never know.
Do they have glass eyes? Are they clones, like plastic clones?
No, the one had brown eyes, I think. And the other one, I think, had brown eyes. The other one had blue eyes. Pale skin and blue eyes.
So this is like flesh and blood. It's not plastic.
Oh, no. The body is a physical body. So it wasn't a clone body that was replicated now. Okay. So thank you for calling. Hope I got all your questions there. There is an odd thing happening that we have seen. And other people have commented it on, too. And all of a sudden, I don't know, maybe the last couple months, and you can think of this yourself. For myself, I may only see a red-headed person maybe once a month or maybe even less than that, okay? And for a while, I thought that blonde, haired people, okay, and red-haired people, but blondes, I don't see very many blondes, okay? And all of a sudden now, in the last couple of months, you know, all of a sudden we're seeing blondes and redheads being dropped into our timeline. So just be curious if anyone else has, all of a sudden, and these people, it's not that they dyed their hair, the red-haired, typically comes up with, the very pale skin with, little freckles. And these people kind of have that same or similar skin complexion, okay? So, anyway, I think these people are being dropped in a lot on the timelines now. And where they're from, I don't know. Maybe Sirius or something like that. Anyway, somehow they're coming here because I've never seen them before. And all of a sudden you see people with even young children with redheads. You don't see redheaded people. Maybe somebody could comment on the fast chat how many they have seen. I'm looking back. I can't really bring up the database. I can't go back that far, but it's just a redhead person to me is very unique and probably rare. And now they're all over the place. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm just thinking of myself as two really good friends that I had that were redheads. That's interesting. I did have a question on the fast chat, Ron, from Janice a while back, and she was asking, she said she's been having a strange pain in the right side of her head. Any insight, Ron? And she said it's not a headache, different, deep pain. So don't know if you can look into that for her, see if you can see anything.
Yeah, Janice, you got a, like an arrow in your head.
Oh, dear.
So, I don't know if you have any Indian blood in you or anything or something like that or whatever, but we'll take the arrow out. Here we go. Oh, boy. So, one, two, three, there's coming out. Four, there just popped out. So just see how that helps you, how it feels. We got to kind of fix it up here. And there we go. This apparently happened quite a while back. If I were to pick a date, I'd say maybe 1890, thereabouts, approximately 1892. So if you want to do some timeline crashes, you probably want to do something around that, maybe within plus or minus 10 years, you know. Anyway, that's kind of what I'm saying. Just look to see if that's helped you or not. That's kind of what I'm picking up. Okay.
And that would be considered an energetic object, right, Ron?
Yeah, that is correct. That's why I put that clearing up. Thank you, Elizabeth. Yeah, the energetic object clearing is for things like this. And not everybody sees them, you know. And knows what it is, but this is what it would be for. Energetic object clearing is if you're psychic enough to see something or to feel an energy or whatever, and you have the sense somehow that there's something stuck in you. I'm looking here. You can get back on again, Elizabeth. I'm trying to see if I can do a clearing for people for energetic objects that they could have.
Okay.
But I don't know where to start with that one yet, so I'll see if I can figure
yeah.
out.
Yeah. That would be, I think, cool for the listeners, but it's also very difficult, I would imagine, because there are so many timelines and so many histories that we could have picked up these objects on. And I remember on past shows, you've removed, you know, things from around our wrists and our hands, like maybe people were shackled at one point. So it's important to, you know, if you have these feelings, to go check out the website, which is creationlightship.com. And there is a search box there for the healings. And if you type in energetic, which I'm doing right now, because I actually am thinking I might need this clearing myself, there is a bunch of different energetic negative objects that come up, and there's also an energetic objects cording release, which, you know, if you feel like you might need this, it goes, you know, people, places, all these different things can cord us, and, you know, probably because they're from the past affect our present life in a negative way. So if you're feeling this way, it's maybe a good idea to check out the website and see if any of these things relate to you. And also to go ahead and, you know, get your whole lifetime emotional clearing, which is in the recommended healings on the left side of the website. And that one is just kind of a really great starting point. I remember when I first looked at the website, I thought, oh, I need all these clearings. And then after I did the whole lifetime emotional healing, I felt a lot differently toward many of them. Some I still ended up doing, but others I kind of, you know, said, well, maybe I don't need to do that one right away because there's so many emotional issues that you need to clear. And it also makes it easier for Ron to do clearings on you once you've had the whole lifetime emotional healing. So that's an important one to do, and it is a whole lifetime clearing. So if you're new and you're listening and looking for a place to start, maybe you went to one of the expos and you're curious about doing your first healing, that's a great one, and it is available through creationlightship.com. So before you start thinking, oh, I have all these problems and I need all these healings, you know, try doing that one first, and it's the emotional body clearing. It's $5 per year times your age, and there's also $50 for an unlimited option. So definitely would recommend that one for everybody. If you haven't done it, I'm sure you'll be really much more peaceful afterwards, and certain emotions like won't affect you as much in your life, and you'll have a much better time kind of getting through the other healings that you choose to do. So it's a great place to start.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
Janice,
wonderful. Yeah.
That, Hoping that helps you out a little.
I can't imagine
it's very comfortable to have an arrow in your head.
Yeah, so what happens is that at first, this could be a physical thing happening to one of your ancestors, okay? And then that gets passed on to you and your DNA, and it could be maybe time-coded. Maybe the person, you know, was, we'll just say 45, and they got struck by an arrow. And then from there, at you know, when you turn 45, it'd be on the same day because everything is controlled in time and by the timelines. Maybe all of a sudden you have this horrendous headache. And you go, wow, I don't know where this thing came from. So you go to a psychic reader and they go, if you choose to do that, you know, and they go, well, you have an arrow in your head, you know. Well, you go, it didn't happen to me. How would that ever happen to me? You know, I'm a businessman, you know. Well, it's from your ancestors. So things do recycle. And it would be, it's been time for it to come forward. And or it could even be an entity that had an arrow in its head. And it could be, you know, the exact same one that, I think it was Janice had, you know, and let's say, 1892, hypothetically, there with that age, and maybe it hopped into her body, and it had that problem, and all of a sudden she has that, and she's, you know, is dealing with the energy, and it is real, you know, even though you don't know anything about arrows. So you got to be very careful and understand what's happening. Maybe not be careful, but you have to be intuitive enough to kind of figure out that there's more, you know, that means, yeah, remember, what you don't know, you know, you don't know. And this show is about trying to clue you in on some of those don't knows, because you may have a problem that you've had for your whole life, and all of a sudden, one of these programs, you go, man, that sounds like me, you know? And what I'm going to do now is, since I mentioned about doing something, I would kind of guess that everybody listening in this lifetime, very possibly stepped on something like a nail or a pin, okay? And it went through their shoe or whatever, but it, you know, made contact and maybe broke the skin, you know, on the bottom of your foot or feet. And this, I'm sure, probably everybody could relate to that. Yeah, I could step on something and it hurt and my foot bled, okay? So that energy is still with you. Now, that would be an energetic object. So maybe it recycled every 10 years or something, and now you're having a foot problem. You stepped on this, and this is kind of the way it works. So here we go. Let's release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just kind of see how the bottom of your feet are doing. Maybe it's your foot's itching now, you know. Maybe you had an infection then, and now what's left over is maybe an energy of making your foot kind of itch. And you know that when you have an infection, sometimes as a healing, or you have an infection, it kind of gets itchy, you know. Maybe you're having that right now, so you might be dealing with the infection portion of that, even though your foot might look perfectly fine. So let's release infection. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, so this type of clearing would be in the, you know, the energetic object clearing, because it's still with you as what happened to you, even though it's not physical right now. And this is kind of one way you can go into the issue. Maybe you might even want to go in there and do objects, an object clearing all over your body. Maybe go, say, head area, you know, back of the head, you know, face and neck. You know, arms, chest, and just see what the heck happens. Maybe you have something wrong with you, and you don't know what it is, or you don't even know that anything's wrong with you, but there is something wrong. and you have the clearing, and all of a sudden you feel better. Because you only know how you feel. You know, if you had a pinched nerve for your whole life and you had to deal with pain of a pinched nerve, you're going to think it's perfectly normal. But to somebody else, that would be awful to have. So you get the pinched nerve released, we'll say, and all of a sudden you feel great. And you go, wow, I suffered with that for a long time. Wish I would have known about it. So this is kind of where you have to look at these clearings, is that they'll take away from you conditioned situations that you know nothing about, and, you know, help you out to become more empowered with your spirit. And along with that is it's helping you become more self-empowered. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I would say just listen to your body. Like you always say, Ron, don't let your mind confuse you. And we only have about maybe a little less than 5 minutes left in the show. I think I did hear a caller. So, caller, if you're still there, sorry for you keeping you waiting. Do you want to go ahead and if you have a question for Ron?
Yeah, hi, Ron. Hi, Liz. I'm Larry. Yeah, my question
Hi,
it seems like it'd be nice that if we made it to the planet of light, it'd be nice that we'd be human light beings, and we could have a sense of community, of working together with one another, which we don't get a chance to do now because of the interference of the dark beings. And it'd be nice if we could have a sense of community and do projects together with one another successfully and also fun things with one another as human light beings. And does Rod have a comment about that as being human light beings?
I don't see that happening because nothing is you're going to be separate from all everything else there. Kind of a fine line there. So as far as having a community where you're getting together and doing things, then you're getting into emotions of sharing, okay? And source energy, there's no such thing. As far as one creation looking at another creation and maybe wanting to do that, then it's a possibility that it could create the same situation as another, energy. But as far as sitting around maybe a table and talking about what you're planning to experience, I just don't know how that would, fall into place. Remember, there's no.
Well, I would think that two people, light beings, would have an affinity for one another, not emotions, but an affinity for one another. Like the light beings here, they come to rescue the people on the planet Earth, and they have a project with one another. They're doing this and working together with one another. I would think this would be relative to if we became light beings, we'd be doing something similar to that.
Well, I can't really answer that question, Larry. So, I just can't,
Okay, well, that's all that I had, so.
Yeah,
okay, thank you.
Yeah, it does, in a sense, sound good, but, there may be some emotions attached, as the way we look at it. So,
mm-hmm.
There's no emotions in light.
What would they do on the planet of light? What would they do if we were light beings on a certain planet? What would we do? Because all that we ever saw, all that we ever know about that is we saw a 12-foot human-like figure running across the land that you showed us, and that's all we know about it. We don't know what we'd be doing or anything. We don't have an inkling of an idea. So it's sort of bewildering that we don't know what we're going to be doing at that time.
Yeah, I can't really this moment answer that question because it's I don't have an answer for that. All I know is that everything was in peace, and your spirit at that point, which energized the body, could manifest through that whatever it chose to manifest. And it does go and have a blueprint or blueprints available to it for every type of maybe creation that would be on that particular planet. So it could actually look at things and just maybe want to go from A to Z and manifest each one of them. it's not going to necessarily judge something. It'll just do what it wants to do. So it has free reign, free choice on what it wants to do without any judgment. So it's really hard for us to put into words here that we live in, you know, because we live in duality, to comment on how it is to be peaceful. Because you can't really put your finger on peace. You know how it feels. And you can still think with, you know, and live your life and become peaceful. And that peacefulness can allow you to do whatever you choose to do, because then you're using source energy to create with your spirit. And you can move right along with the flow, and it's very nice. But you're not really going to judge what you're doing. You just know that you may need something because you're reading the spiritual blueprint, very possibly, of what you're choosing to manifest. So that's about all that I can really say. Otherwise, you know, we can get into a discussion of duality, and that's where it would run into, because I would have to use the words in duality to describe your question or give you an answer on the question as how one would do that, and then you're talking about duality, and I can't go into that realm because it doesn't make sense to me. You know, to try to analyze something, how light being works, or your spirit works in light. Well, thank you for calling, Larry.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Larry. And I'm afraid we are just about out of time here on the show tonight. Cindy did have a quick question, Ron. She was just wanting to know if you were doing conference calls this week.
Yes. I will be doing conference calls this particular week, yes.
Okay,
and we
great.
Have our expo on Thursday. We're also doing the conference call there, which is the Colonial Replica call.
Okay, great. So maybe we could do a mind-to-heart drop for everybody before wrapping up the show.
Okay, here we go. So expand in your spirit to take your thoughts in your head to your heart. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards to drop you down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So we have our next radio program coming up here, and we'll see you later. It'll be coming on in, I believe, about 1 hour from now, if I'm not mistaken. So that'll be on TalkStream Live, Micro Effect. So see you later. Blessings, everybody.